Okay, welcome everyone. I think we might start now. There may be a few other people who come in. Is the microphone on? Is that better? Okay. Now, my name is Julia Horn, and I'm the organiser of today's event. And I want to welcome you to this colloquium on what history tells us about why benefactors give money to universities. And in doing so, acknowledge the Gadigal people, who of course have their own history of this land. Now, the colloquium is divided into two parts. The first is a panel discussion on the history of philanthropy at this university, as well as its colleges. Then we break for refreshments, and at 6 p.m. we reconvene for the Vice-Chancellor, Dr. Michael Spence, who will introduce the keynote address by Sir David Cannadine, Making Money and Giving It Away, some Anglo-American philanthropic comparisons, which I hope will broaden out the discussion. Now, I just wanted to say a very quick few words, and that is that this colloquium really has arisen out of a seminar series which was started in 2008 by Alan Atkinson, Geoffrey Sherrington and myself on the history of university life, and it's held regularly at St Paul's College. But the seminar series is about to go online for a much broader audience, and I think this will be happening in a few weeks with papers from past seminars, I think also a podcast or two, including today's talks, at least in this first session. And the website's going to be available through Fisher Library, and if any of you are interested, send me your email and I'll let you know when it's live. So it's now my pleasure to introduce Professor Barbara Kane, herself a noted biographer and British historian, and who's currently head of the School of Philosophical and Historical Inquiry, which has given a great deal of support to organising today's event, especially through its staff, Stephen Morrison, our sound man today, and Elia Mamprin, who has done everything else and, of course, made us all feel so welcome.